Welcome, welcome to day 17 of October 2018. And during the month of October, hopefully on every single day, I, Paul O'Mahony, am going to talk about music. And I'm also hoping to be able to listen to other people talking about music. And the question today, which I've come up with, I must admit, is who is your favorite songwriter? And this was a very easy question to come up with. But then I thought, who is my favorite songwriter? And I thought, oh my goodness, there are loads and loads of songwriters. And then I had a little look and I found out that in 2015, Rolling Stone magazine published a list of the 100 greatest songwriters of all time. And they started off at number 100 with two of the people from ABBA. And I like ABBA a lot. And their list of 100 is fantastic. But it's been criticized and it's had other lists. The Telegraph newspaper in the UK produced a list which was called 100 Great, Who Really Are the 100 Greatest Songwriters. And they have a list of 100 people who aren't on the Rolling Stones list. And just to tell you who isn't on the Rolling Stones list is Freddie Mercury isn't on the Rolling Stone list. Cole Porter isn't on the Rolling Stone list. Now, I have to say, I don't know anything about the songs, the music of Freddie Mercury. So he isn't my favorite songwriter. Cole Porter, though, very wonderful American composer. Yeah, my goodness, I've got you under my skin. He wrote that one. I mean, and loads of other ones. Because you see, my favorite songwriter has to be not the person who wrote my favorite song, but the person who has a body of work. What about Ray Charles? I didn't even know that Ray Charles wrote songs. Louis Jordan, I've never heard of him. Kate Bush, now I have heard of her. I've done more than hear about her. I love her. She's not on the Rolling Stones list. Ewan McCall isn't on the Rolling Stones list. There's loads of people who aren't on the... Like John Denver isn't on the Rolling Stones list. Frank Zappa doesn't get there. Who else do I like? Amy Winehouse. Well, I don't like Amy Winehouse. Got nothing against her. But she's not a great songwriter in my world. Roy Orbison, whose singing I love, but never thought of him as a songwriter. Bill Withers, now he writes good songs. John Martin, I've heard of these people, Ian Drury. But when I'm thinking about who are the greatest songwriters in my lifetime, I can't really say Bruce Springsteen would get on there. Hank Williams, I'm not a great country and western person at all. Brian Wilson. Now, I know that Brian Wilson and from the Beach Boys wrote some great songs like Fun, 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 I Get Around, California Girls, goodness knows what else. Bob Marley, I didn't even think of him as a songwriter. I don't think of Stevie Wonder as a songwriter. Joni Mitchell. Well, now, I love Joni Mitchell. But when you boil down to it, I found myself with three key songwriters whom the work of Jimmy Webb is, I love, really like Jimmy Webb's work. And even his recent work, I like a lot. I wondered, what about Bob Dylan? He's a great songwriter. But no, not Bob Dylan. Now, I'm also very given to classical lieder singing. And There's one guy who, above everybody else, whose work I love, and his name is Schubert. Schubert wrote two collections of songs. One of them is called Die Schöne Müllerin, and the other is called Winterreise. And both of these I could take to a desert island and play forever, probably. Just love them and could listen to them, the songs being sung by many different people. But I won't beat around the bush. I just want to say a little about the singer-songwriter who, for me, is the number one. You see, I'm a child of the 1960s. And in the 1960s, in my world, there was a great rivalry between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. I was on the side of the Beatles. Sometimes I've even had times when I've wished I had been on the Rolling Stones side. Oh, by the way, Van Morrison comes into my head, and I just have to say I just love so many of his songs. But this song, this one, does this one ring any bells with you? See what you think. Oh no, I can't play it for you here because I'm recording. And if I'm recording, I'm going to completely ruin what I'm doing. So I'm going to have to go back and check to see if what I'm recording is still going on. Right, let me find for you the quintessential song that I love so much by my favorite songwriter. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Paul McCartney and John Lennon, from the point of view of songwriting, they're the same person. Yeah, they're identical. I'm not somebody who could distinguish between Lennon and McCartney and say Lennon is this and McCartney is that. No. I grew up with the Beatles. They really are my number one. And the reason they're my number one is that is really hugely, on one hand, nostalgia. And on the other hand, what would I say? The variety. It's not one song. And
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
You see, this at the time was a song that had a huge orchestra at a time when pop groups weren't working with huge orchestras. So everything that the Beatles did in the 60s struck me as being innovative. They were always breaking new ground. And I suppose it's because I invested so much time in listening to the Beatles, listening to so many of their songs, that I think I'll go to my grave saying that for me, they are the number one. I have put more time into listening to the Beatles as songwriters. Now, I don't count all the operatic, like I don't count Verdi as a songwriter, I don't count Puccini as a songwriter, I don't count any of the operatic music that I love so much as songwriting. But this is definitely songwriting.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh at that. I saw a man, he blew his mind out in a car.
He blew his mind out in a car. I mean, that's wonderful lyrics. Such the simplicity of them. He blew his mind out in a car. Just whole story. Fantastic storytellers. Melody. Yeah, the whole thing. I'm a Beatles guy. I don't mind admitting it. So there we are. Day 17 of October. My favorite songwriter, Lennon and McCartney. Bye. See you on day 18, I hope.